Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this week, we have week 21 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I belong here. I am more than enough. I'm worthy to have a seat at the table. This is one you can put on repeat and say to yourself as you walk into a meeting, as you go into a new interaction with friends or a date, as you go to move to a new city. Like, there's so many ways in which, like, major transitions in life and doors that we walk through literally and figuratively where we could use hearing this in our own head. And so I hope this is one that you internalize, kind of put in your toolkit to be able to pull out when you need it, and maybe even just to pull it out so that you're practiced at using it when you need it, right? You know how, like, you have a new tool and if you go to use it and you've never used it before, it might feel clunky to use. So, like, practice with this one so that you can just whip it out when needed. I belong here. I am more than enough. I'm worthy to have a seat at the table. And you might think that the exercises for this week are a contradiction, but I actually think they're fabulous and work well together, because what this week invites us to do is to think about a time where we felt like an imposter, right? To think about a time when self-doubt crept in. And I think it's so worth reflecting on those times so that we can juxtapose those moments with this affirmation. And oftentimes those moments when we felt like an imposter, it was just lies that we were telling ourselves, or maybe even lies that, like, someone in our past had told us about who we were. And so we just so easily believed them, and we needed this affirmation in that moment. And I say that because I've worked with a number of folks around this sort of content, and they want to skip over. You remember that meme, like, can we skip to the good part? They want to skip over the hard stuff. They're like, I don't want to talk about the time I felt like an imposter. I don't want to dwell on the time where I doubted myself. I just want to sit in the affirmation. Yeah, all well, good. And it's worth really getting in touch with those moments where you felt not enough, where you felt unworthy, because it actually can inform you. Because some of those moments, some of the narratives that were fueling those moments are such lies that once you're past those moments, you have more clarity, you have more perspective, and you might be able to shed those beliefs so that you don't hit those moments again. Because if you just skip over the hard part and just hang out in the affirmation, I deserve the seat at the table, but take no time to reflect on the time where you didn't feel like you deserved a seat at the table, right? Like, you actually don't do the work. You just will hit that same bump and trip in the same way. But if you can reflect on, what was going through my head? Like, whose voice did I hear that in? Right? You can shed it so that you don't trip over the same bump. You're like, oh, there's that bump. I see it. Let me move around it. Right? And so that is what I want us to reflect on for this week. And this, one of the activities it talked about, you know, I just said, like, this idea of, like, who said that to me, talks about creating a fictional character. And in this exercise, it asks you to think about a fictional character, the qualities of that character, and, like, how you might be similar to that character that you look up to. But I've actually done this activity in a different way with folks, where we think about the negative lies, narratives, stories, things that that voice is telling you, and you personify it, you identify it. It does not at all have to be a person in your past. It might be helpful if they aren't, because it might be hard to push it away if it's that, you know, if it's a parent or a grandparent, like, they might have said it to you. But if we want to personify it, what would that voice or that person look like? And so I've shared this with folks before, but, you know, I've shared this with you all, but, like, this idea that, you know, if I have this idea that I'm not good enough or I don't deserve something, I have personified it as like Kanye West, when he went up at the VMAs, when Taylor Swift won and said, Beyonce deserves this. She really had the best album. It's like, really, Kanye, have a seat. And then he's given us so much more content, so many reasons to tell him to have several seats, even the last weeks. And so if I can see it as Kanye, if I can hear it as Kanye, it's so easy to be like, psh, I'm good. I'm worthy. I deserve to belong here. Kanye is telling me otherwise. But I mean, it doesn't have to be a person that actually exists in the world. It could be, you know, you could think of it as a cartoon character or as a person who's from a certain period of time or just an entity that's like dressed up or not, or like, it doesn't matter, but you get it out of your head, that self-doubt, that not enoughness, and you get it out of your head and you get it separate from you. Yeah. So it asks you to reflect on a time where you felt like you were an imposter and self-doubt crept in. And so I just want to share with you one of the times where I realized for me, I was like, I'm questioning myself. And it was a time where I got a contract with a really big company, like multinational company. And I was starting to feel like, wait, I've never done this before. Can I lead strategy around equity and inclusion for a multinational company? And of course I'm going to step into a space like, of course I can. Yes, I can. These are my thoughts. These are my ideas. But when it finally came down to it and I got the gig and I'm doing the gig, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Wait, can I do this? I've never done this before. And I had to realize that, you know, most people who do big things have never done it before. And then you've done it and then you'll do it again. And so I had to remind myself that this is like getting reps. This is like getting my reps in the gym, right? If you've never done a particular lift before, that doesn't mean that you can't do the lift. You've got, you know, you can figure out all the pieces, all the forms, all the form technique stuff, and then you'll add weight over time. So, you know, you're not going to have like the most amazing one rep max after doing it once, but that doesn't mean you didn't do it. And so I'm sharing that with you to, you know, try to encourage you with my own stories as you move through this year of self-love and reflecting on loving yourself. That doesn't mean that you don't ever doubt yourself. It doesn't mean that you don't have those moments. It means that you aren't stopped or paralyzed by those moments, right? It means that you love yourself through those moments, in spite of those moments, maybe even because of those moments, because we're human. And that we are willing to hold up that even when things are tough, we're still worthy, we're still enough, and we still deserve a seat at the table. So let me know how you navigate moments of imposter syndrome when self-doubt creeps in. I always love to hear how folks navigate this because I really think it's important to realize and acknowledge that we all have those moments. So it's not that there's something wrong with you because you have the moments. It's how do you navigate them? How do you work through them? So feel free to reach out to me across socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks, and thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill? Or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.